And talking about privileges, how many of you here, okay, you like privileges? Tama? You like from free Wi-Fi, gusto mo mag-check ng Facebook, ng Twitter, buti na lang may free Wi-Fi. Diba? Or free iced tea. Diba? Kaya ka bumunta sa isang restaurant kasi mayroong free iced tea. Or student meal. How many of you appreciate those student meal? Diba? Buti na lang, may libreng sabaw. Buti na lang, 15 pesos lang yung student meal. Buti na lang, may nakaisip na student meal. Tama? How many of you will, you know, will appreciate yung mga libreng sakay sa MRT from time to time? How many of you will like the privileges na meron kang 50% off sa mga books na binibili nyo? How many of you would love that? Or how many of you here, you would like, you know, to be exempted from your exam? Yo, lalo na pag midterm. You know, I don't know about you, pero the reason why we like those privileges, you know why? You know why? Ask me why. Because somehow, it makes our life easier. Tama? Let me prove it. How many of you here will say, it would be nice na merong libreng sakay sa MRT every day? Tama? Di ba? And it makes your life easier. You know why? Hindi ka na makipagsikan-siksikan sa jeep, hindi ka na magbabayad ng mahal na pamasahe. Pupunta ka na lang sa MRT at meron ka pang special lane for students. How many of you here will say, it will make your life more, ano, more easy? Tama? How many of you here will say na, you know, kung merong student meal, it will make your life more easy? You know why? Because yung baon mo, 30 pesos na lang. Kung ang kakainin mo, 30, eh paano ka na? Maglalakad ka na lang pa uwi. It makes your life more easy. Why? Because dahil may student meal, 15 pesos na yung babayaran mo, yung 5 piso, pambili mo ng load. Meron ba 5 pisong load? O bibigyan mo yung kaklase mo, o pasahan mo nga ako na 5 piso. Ito. It makes your life more easy. Privileges. How many of you will say na pag meron kang privilege na 50% off sa mga books na binibili nyo bilang estudyante, somehow it makes your life more easy kasi meron kang perang spare na pang, ano yun, pangkain sa labas, panood ng sine, hindi ka lang puro aral. Naintindihan ko, puro kayo nag-aaral, hirap na kayo, kailangan nyo ng konting break. And pag may 50% off sa books nyo, how many of you here na will say na it makes my life more easy? Tama? And one exemption that we want is yung ma-exempt tayo sa exam. How many of you say, that will make my life easier? Tama? Aral ka na aral, all of a sudden, sabi ng teacher mo, oh, huwag ka nang pumasok, exempted ka na. Music to your ears, di ba? In fact, iba sa inyo, pagdanasal, sana sabihin ng teacher ko, exempted ako. The reason we like privileges is because it makes our life easier. And you know, what's funny is, there are some privileges that God wants us to have. And there are some privileges that God wants us to experience. But sad to say, some of us here fail to avail those privileges. If you're saying, I want privileges because it makes my life easier, the common sense to do, the most common sense to do is you pursue it, you seek for it, you ask for it, you desire it, di ba? Di ba nagipag-away ka pa nga sa jeep? Manong, sudyante po ako. Kasi yung piso mo, kailangan mo pa yan. Tama? Privileges are very important. Kaya you seek and you desire and you ask for it bilang sudyante. And sad to say, a lot of people today, may mga privileges na gustong ibigay si God sa buhay natin. But the problem is, we are not aware of that. We don't seek it, we don't pursue it, we don't desire it. We take it for granted. Lungkot, di ba? And let me ask you this question. Speaking about missing some privileges. Di ba sabi ko kanyo kanina, di ba? It would be nice to have, you know, free rides sa MRTs. Di ba? What will you feel Kung after 4 years sa college, doon mo lang nalaman na meron ka palang privilege na sumakay sa MRT ng libre. Ano mararamdaman mo? Bad trip? Parang nag-aral ka pa. 4 years kang nag-jeep, 4 years kang pinagpawisan, 4 years kang tumulong laway sa jeep habang natutulog. Yuck. Sinabihan ka nung katabi mo, uy, gumising ka! Dito ka naman sa kabila! 4 years kang nakipagsiksikan, 4 years kang sumabit, all of a sudden, naraman mo, after 4 years, meron pala akong privilege na libre sumakay sa MRT. Bakit di ko na-avail yun? Anong tawag sa'yo doon? Ha? Huwag mo naman sabihing tanga ka. Siguro, hindi mo lang alam. Hindi mo lang alam. Okay na yun. How many of you here will... anong mararamdaman nyo if, you know, meron kang 50% discount sa mga books na binibili mo? And masayang-masaya kasi meron kang 50% discount sa books na binibili mo. And then, after 4 years, nung graduate ka, na-realize mo, meron ka palang libreng iPad. Na lahat ng books mo pwedeng malagay doon. What will you feel? Sayang? Bad trip? Eto ka, lahat ng libro mo, dala-dala mo, para ka nagka-camping. Tapos nasabit ka pa sa jeep, may iwanan ka pa. Hirap ka na, nagkandakuba-kuba ka na. And after 4 years ng college, nalaman mo, grabe, meron pala akong libreng iPad. Sana pala, nung nag-aaral ako, gumaganon-ganon na lang ako. What will you feel? Bad trip, di ba? Sayang, di ba? What will you feel kung nag-aral ka ng buong gabi, buong linggo, and then exempted ka sa exam? Ha? Exempted ka pala sa exam? Ha? Okay lang? Weh! Lokohin nyo, lelang nyo! We will feel bad. Right? Parang, you know what? Sad to say, a lot of people today, especially young people, they're missing some privileges that God wants them to have. Now, let me ask you this. Could it be possible the reason you're having a hard time today in your life is because you're missing some privileges that God wants you to have? Could it be possible that's why you're having trouble with your relationship, with your girlfriends, with your boyfriends, with your parents? The reason you're having troubles with your relationship is because you're missing some privileges that God wants you to have. Could it be possible? Could it be possible na yung buhay mo, sobrang sira-sira, punong-puno ng kasalanan, and you don't know what to do with your life, and you're contemplating, you know, killing yourself, committing suicide, it's because may namimiss ka. And if you will just realize, and if you will just discover these privileges, your life will be more easy. We like privileges because it will make our lives easy. But when you receive the privileges that God wants you to have, it will not just make your life easy. It will make your life what? Fill in the blanks. I-define mo kung ano yung gusto mo, yun yung bibigay sa'yo ni God. Beyond what you can ask or imagine. That's how God wants you to get those kind of life. And tonight, I want to cover one privilege that a lot of us are missing. And my prayer is after this, after you discover this privilege, your life will never be the same again. You want me to continue? Gusto mo ba? Gusto niyo ba malaman ng privilege ito? Parang hindi ah. Okay, great, great. How many of you here? Okay, simulan natin ah. Meron kang moment sa buhay mo na parang gusto mo nang bumait. Gusto mo nang magbagong buhay. Parang sawan-sawa ka na, parang all of a sudden pagising mo, ngayong araw na to, hanggang mamatay ako, magbabagong buhay na ako. Meron ba kayong moments na ganun sa buhay nyo? Lahat tayo, lahat tayo. Parang Pagpasok ko sa school, I am deciding today na hindi na ako mangungopya. Or, pagising ko ngayong araw na to, hindi na ako magsisinungaling. Or pag bukas ko ng internet, hindi na ako manunood or titingin sa mga porn sites. Or hindi na ako magka-cut ng class. Kahit boring, sige na! How many of you here, meron kang moment sa buhay mo na gano'n na parang gusto mo na talaga magbago ang buhay? Taas mo yung kamay mo. Lahat tayo, you know why? Because inside of you, you are inherently good. You know why? Because God created you in His own image. That's why there's a part in you, you desire to do something good. Kaya lang merong problema. Tanungin ko kayo, di ba? Di ba sinanong ko kayo? How many of you decided na gusto mong magbagong buhay? Ang tanong ko, ano nangyari? Nagtuloy-tuloy ba? Ha? Nagtuloy-tuloy ba? Or after 3 minutes, pagbasak mo sa klase, sabi mo, hindi ka na mag-cheat. After 3 minutes, pagbasak mo sa klase, sabi ng teacher mo, okay, meron kayong exam. Patay, kamote. Anong gagawin mo? Ngopya ka. Sabi mo, hindi ka nang sinungaling. After 30 minutes, pumasok yung teacher mo, Mr. Monterde, bakit ka absent last week? Eh kasi po, nagkasakit po ako. Actually, bilutong tubig. Nag-lie ka pa. Sabi mo, hindi ka na manunood or hindi ka na titingin sa mga porn sites. Eh pero inimbitan ka ng classmate mo. Hindi mo mapigilan. Sabi mo, hindi ka na magka-cut ng class. Eh, pero showing na yung pelikula. Gusto nyo manoorin yun. Kasi meron kang identity crisis. Hindi mo mapigilan. And then you feel bad, you feel guilty. Sabi mo sa sarili mo, pumunta na lang ako ng FNY. Pipray ka, taas ka ng kamay. Tapos pagpasok ng Monday, ganoon ulit nangyari. Paulit-ulit! How many of you here can relate? Paulit-ulit. So mag-decide ka, hindi, magbabagong buhay na talaga ako. Dati, 1 chapter lang. Ngayon, 10 chapter na. Dati, 7 o'clock service lang ang atilan ko. Ngayon, 5 and 7. Dati, 1 victory group lang. Ngayon, 5 victory group. Monday to Friday. Pagkatapos nun, wala pa rin nangyari. Paulit-ulit. It's like a cycle. And then all of a sudden, naisip mo, parang wala namang putunguhan tong buhay ko. You learn to accept the fact na parang, siguro ganito lang talaga yung buhay. Siguro I cannot overcome this life. Siguro darating yung buhay ko na parang marirealize ko na lang na ganito lang talaga. You know what? Do not believe that lie. Because there's a way out. There's a way out from that kind of lifestyle. There's a way out from that kind of cycle. But before you can get out from that cycle, that sinful cycle, you have to know something. Actually, not something, but one thing. Do you know bakit paulit-ulit na nagagawa mo yung mga bagay na ayaw mong gawin? At nag-set ka ng schedule or discipline na gagawin mo to, pero somehow powerless ka to overcome it. You know why you keep doing it? You know why? Ask me why again. Because you have sin. Kasi meron kang kasalanan. Kasi kahit gano'ng kaka-cute, kahit gano'ng kaputi ang ngipin mo, kahit gano'ng kaayos ang buhok mo, meron kang kasalanan. Yung kasalanan na yon, yun yung pumipigil sa'yo, yun yung nakaka-apekto sa'yo, yun yung bagay na nagkukulong sa'yo. That's why you can't get out of a sinful cycle. That's why akala ng mga klase mo mababait ka, pero inside your room, pag nakikinig ka na ng mga radyo or nagbubukas ka na ng mga internet, kung ano-ano pinakikinggan mo at pinapanood mo. That's why you can't say no. Kapag hinarap ka ng mga kaibigan mo, tara na. O sige, tara na. The reason you don't have the power to say no to sin is because there's sin in you. Merong sin dyan sa puso mo. Kaya hindi ka makawala dyan sa cycle na yan. And let me give you an illustration kung anong ginagawa ng sin sa buhay ng tao. Nakita na ba kayo ng preso nasa loob ng kulungan? Siguro some of you've seen, you know, some of them sa TV. Ito yung ginagawa ng sin sa buhay natin. The Bible says, whenever we commit sin, I'm not saying sins, okay? Hindi marami. Isang sin lang. Ang ginagawa niyan, it makes you a prisoner. Nakukulong ka. That's why you are stuck with your cycle. Paulit-ulit, hindi ka maka-get out sa cycle na yon. Kahit gusto mong lumabas, pero hindi ka makalabas. You know why? Because nakakulong ka na doon. At hindi lang yon. Hindi ka lang kinukulong yan, kinocondemn ka pa. You know what condemn means? Ano, alam niyo kung ibig sabihin ng condemnation? Yun yung sentence, yun yung final judgment. Meaning to say, once you committed a sin, the verdict is you're gonna die. That's what the Bible says. That's why you have to take this Bible seriously. Every sin that you committed, every sin that you committed against God, you are already condemned. You are sentenced to die. At kahit anong gawin mo, kahit gaano ka pa kagaling or kabait, once you committed sin, nandun ka na forever. If a person who committed a crime and he's sentenced to die in 1 week, and yun yung sentence niya is, you know, lethal injection, kahit anong gawin niya sa loob ng kulungan, magpakabait pa siya, magsuot pa siya ng puti, gawin niya pa lahat ng kailangan niyang gawin, drawingan niya yung ulo niya ng halo, magaganon pa siya, gaganon-ganon. Pagsilbihan niya yung mga jail guard, his good works will not save him from being condemned to death. Akala kasi ng tao, once we committed sin, patungan mo ng kabutihan, patungan mo ng good works, basa ka ng Bible mo, punta ka sa church, attend ka ng victory group, magdasal ka lang mabuti, 10 Hail Mary, 5 Ama Namin, maglakad ka sa Quiapo na nakatapak, lumuhod ka para mas malupit. Question, nawala ba yung sin? Pinatungan mo lang eh, pero nandun pa rin. At habang nandyan yung sin, you are forever inside the prison. Andiyan ka lang sa cycle, paulit-ulit. Ngayon, cute ka, estudyante ka. Pero pag tumanda ka na, hindi ka na cute, ang tawag sa'yo, kriminal. Ang tawag sa'yo, abusado. Kasi pag naging pamilyado ka, pag nagkanong ka ng anak, ang tawag sa'yo, pabayang nanay at tatay. That's what who we are. Kapag we have sins in our lives, ganun yung effect ng sin sa buhay natin. That's why if we want to get out of this cycle and you want to have the kind of life that God wants you to have, kailangan mawala yung sin. Kailangan mawala itong kasalanan. What do we need to do? Can we do good works so that yung sin may erase? No. Can we go to church more so that ma-erase yung sin? No. Can we read our Bibles more para ma-erase yung sin? No, you can't do that. So paano natin paano mawawala yung power ng sin para makawala tayo dun sa prison na we're in right now? Somebody has to deal with our sins. And on your own, you can't deal with the sin. You know why? Because sin is so powerful. But there's a person who can deal with our sin. And he is Jesus Christ. He is Jesus Christ. And I have good news for everyone here. You don't have to be trapped. You don't have to be in that cycle. You don't have to live a life less than what God wants you to have. You can experience life to the full. But you have to realize and you have to admit na meron kang kasalanan na kailangan mawala muna to para ma-embrace mo yung fullness ng blessing ni God sa buhay mo. And this is the good news for everyone. Allow me to read in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 2. It says here, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Let's pause for a while. The Bible says here, okay, in Christ Jesus, yung sin natin, hindi na kinokondem. Di ba sabi ko sa inyo kanina, once we committed sins against God, what happened is, what will happen is, makukondem tayo, sentensyan tayo to die. Tama? But, when Jesus Christ came into the picture, yung sin natin, tinatanggalin ni Jesus Christ. Hindi na tayo magbabayad niya, si Jesus Christ na. And let me show an illustration for that, for us to understand it better. Nakita na ba kayo ng mga pinalayang preso? Meron akong picture dito, tingnan nyo. Yan. Saya niya, di ba? Saya niya, di ba? Tatlong bagay lang. Tatlong bagay, bakit lumalaya ang isang preso? Unang-una, hindi siya guilty. Alright? Hindi siya guilty. Parang si Hubert Webb, hindi raw siya guilty, kaya pinalaya siya. Pangalawa, okay, gumawa siya ng magagandang bagay sa loob. Na-recognize siya ng Board of Pardons, kaya pinalaya siya. Or pangatlo, hindi tumakas. Kasi kukulong din niya pag nahuli. Pangatlo, na-serve niya yung sentence niya. Kung 25 years or 50 years siya nakakulong, na-serve niya yung sentence niya. So after 50 years, nakalaya na siya. Doon lumalaya ang isang preso. Now, if we are going to relate it in our spiritual life, di ba sabi natin, kapag merong sin, nakakulong tayo and we're sentenced to death, paano tayo makakalaya? Unang-una, sabi sa Bible, we are not guilty. We are guilty. Ibig sabihin, hindi ka maakwit sa kasalanan mo. Every one of us here, we are guilty. Pangalawa, you cannot just do good works so that hindi mo pagbayaran yung mga kasalanan mo, because there's no amount of good works to overcome the power of sin. So, hindi ka pa rin makakalaya. Pangatlo, pagbayaran mo. Now, the Bible says, if you want to pay for your sins, the Bible says, it's death. You know what is, what ano yung sinasabi ng Bible na death? Eternal separation from God. Eternal separation from God. Nung bata ba kayo, nawala kayo? Iba sa inyo, nawala ba? Anong feeling? Parang, ha! Di ba? Nalala ko nung bata ako, nawala ako. Sabi ko, nay! Parang mababaliw ako eh. Dami ko na iniisip, ano nangyayari sa akin? Saan ako pupunta? Saan ako pupulutin? Kukunin ba ako ng polis? Kukulong ba ako? Paano na ako? Paano ako kakain? Paano ako mabubuhay? Ang dami ko na naisip. Nanay ko palang yung nawala. Isipin nyo to. If you are going to be separated from God, ngayon hindi nyo pa marirealize yan. But my prayers, the sooner the better for you na marirealize nyo that you cannot spend this life apart from God. This is my point. There's no way in our power, in our capacity, na kaya natin pagbayaran yung mga kasalanan na committed against God. But the Bible says, there is no condemnation in Jesus Christ. Alam nyo kung ano nangyari? Nakakulong tayo. Diba? We are condemned to death. You know what happened? Jesus Christ took our place, the Bible says. Dapat tayong mamatay. Dapat tayong magbabayad. Pero sabi sa Bible, si Jesus Christ daw yung gumawa nun para sa atin. Ang ginawa niya, pinalaya niya tayo. Dapat tayong magbabayad. Dapat tayong magsasuffer. Pero, pinalaya tayo ni Jesus Christ. Parang ganito lang yun eh. Parang lahat ng ginawa mo sa school mo, puro katarantaduhan, puro kalokohan, hindi ka bumapasok, binabasos mo yung teacher mo, bagsak ka na. Pero sa fourth year, nung graduation nyo na, pumasa ka. Alam nyo kung bakit? Kasi yung buong klase mo, nag-sacrifice na umulit ng fourth year high school para pumasa ka lang. Fair ba yun? Fair? If you're saying that's unfair, eh, ganun yung ginawa ng Jesus Christ eh. Lahat ng ginagawa mo, puro kalokohan. When you look at your relationship with your parents, when you look at your relationship with your friends, the way you treat women, and God is setting you free. It's like, patay ka na, nabuhay ka pa. Kasi yung kapatid mo, na sinisipa mo, na iniinis mo, na tinatadyakan mo, na lagi mong binabatukan, nag-donate ng blood sa kidney para sa'yo. So, ano ibig sabihin nun para sa atin? Left to ourselves, we are doomed to be separated from God. But Jesus Christ came here so that you will not be condemned to death. Your sins are not being credited against you. Jesus Christ took that away from you. Siya yung nag-suffer nun para sa atin. That's why it says, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And this is the privilege I want us to realize. You are no longer condemned in Christ. I am no longer condemned in Christ. Ito yung privilege na kailangan mo intindihan. Yung mga kasalanan mo na ikaw ang gumawa, na ikaw ang nag-enjoy, si Jesus Christ nagbayad. Hindi mo kailangan mag-suffer kasi binibigyan ka ng Jesus Christ ng privilehiyo. Now, maybe you're saying, eh, di okay lang pala magkasala. Oh, sige! No. So, Bible says, Jesus is Lord. Ibig sabihin, kung kinandem ng Jesus Christ yung buhay mo, kailangan si Jesus Christ din ang Lord ng buhay mo. Dapat yung buhay mo ngayon, ina-align mo sa will, sa purpose of Jesus Christ. Kasi kung hindi, hindi ibig sabihin na Jesus Christ came here so that you will not be condemned. Hindi ka na makakondemn because Jesus Christ has become Lord of your life before He can save you. And after hearing this, maybe you're asking, alam nyo, whenever in a setting like this, may nagpipreach, dalawang tanong lang naman tinatanong ng bawat estudyante or nakikinig eh. When I was attending a sweet service like this, I was a student, dalawa lang tinatanong ko after hearing yung message or yung truth. Unang tanong, what does it mean to me? What does it mean to me? Now, maybe you're here and saying, okay, Dan, narinig ko na yan. Okay, narinig ko na, oh sige, Jesus Christ came here and my privilege is, you know, I am no longer condemned. Ito yung mga kasalanan ko, kinuha niya, siya yung nagbayad para sa akin, I don't have to suffer. Okay, alam ko na yan. What does it mean to me? Papasok ako sa Monday, hello, yung buhay ko tuloy-tuloy pa rin, yung temptation nandiyan pa rin. What does it mean to me? You know what it means? First is this. If you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you don't believe that His word and His power that has effect in your life, you know what's gonna happen? You're gonna die. And maybe you're here, sa ako na natanggap si Jesus Christ, listen, the pleasures that you are enjoying today can never offset the suffering that you will face after this life. Hindi nyo? Yung pleasure na nararamdaman nyo, na i-enjoy nyo today, hindi niya kayang tapatan kung ano yung suffering na mararanasan nyo if you will pay for your sins. It's like the mindset of a lot of young people today, sabihin nila, Uy, okay lang ako mag-grounded. At least nag-enjoy ako sa mga friends ko. Ay, okay lang na ma-miss ko yung exam ko. At least nakapag-cut ako ng class. Babawi na lang ako sa special exam. So I say, ay, okay lang. Pupunta ako sa impyerno. At least nag-enjoy naman ako sa life ko dito sa earth. Nakakatawa, di ba? Pero sometimes, a lot of young people are like that. Akala nila, kayang i-offset ng pleasures na nararamdaman nila, na experience nila dito sa mundo, yung suffering na ma-face sila after death. No, it can't. It can never offset. Hindi sapat yun. That's why you have to make a decision tonight. Will you believe? Will you come to Jesus Christ and give your life to Him? And receive these privileges? Or do you want to be condemned to death? Another thing is, the reason this is important for us is because sometimes, or most of the time, habang buhay pa tayo dito, lahat tayo, at some point in our lives, gusto natin talagang isik si God. Gusto natin i-pursue si God. Gusto natin, you know, live the life that God wants you to have. You go to prayer night, youth, you raise your hand, you want to give glory to God. Gusto mo talaga seryosohin ang buhay mo. But sometimes, yung enemy, nire-remind ka ng mga past mo. And you will hear voice like this, you're worshiping God, and you will hear voice like this while worshiping God.
Pataas-taas ka pa ng kamay. Eh, nangupya ka nung isang araw eh.
You worship God and all of a sudden, nire-remind ka ng enemy. Ito yung ginagawa mo dati.
Upa-worship, worship ka pa. Eh, ang dalas mong tumingin ng mga porn site.
You wanna read the Bible, you wanna memorize and meditate on it, and all of a sudden, minarinig ka ng boses na ganito.
Pabasa-basa ka pa. Eh, kanina, nadulas ka lang, napamura ka bigla.
Sabi ng pastor, live pure and holy life. And you are deciding today, you want to live a pure and holy life. You want to, you know, remain virgin. You want to save your virginity for your future husband and wife. All of a sudden, meron ka ng voice na ganito.
Kunwari ka pa, pa-pure-pure, eh, ang dami mo nang na-experience.
Listen. If you are in Jesus Christ, you are no longer condemned, and you have to believe and be secure about that. If the enemy, if the devil is reminding you of your past, remind him of his future. He is already defeated. That's why you have to know Jesus Christ in your life. Makokondem ka lang kung hindi mo binibigay yung buhay mo kay Jesus Christ. At habang buhay mo, maririnig yung boses na yan. Now, question. Gusto mo bang marinig yan hanggang pagtanda mo? You have to make a decision today. Make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life. Because in Jesus Christ, there is no condemnation. He is not condemning you anymore. Last question. What do I need to do? I answered that question. You have to give your life to Jesus Christ. Now, if you are contented with your life today, kung gusto mo na yung buhay mo, puro failures, puro brokenness, puro problems, and you want to live a miserable life, go ahead! I'm happy for you! But if you are sick and tired and you want change of life, you want the life that God wants you to have blessed, tonight is the night. You can come to Jesus Christ and say, God, ito yung mga kasalanan ko, patawarin mo ako. I don't want to be condemned with these sins. I'm coming to you tonight. In John 3, chapter 17-18, it says here, for God did not send His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to condemn the world. God sent Jesus Christ not to condemn the world, not to condemn us, but to save the world through Him. Jesus Christ came down here on earth to save all of us. so that you won't hear those voices again. And the next verse says, whoever believes in Him is not condemned. You don't have to be condemned. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to pay for it. Jesus Christ is offering this privilege to you. Will you accept Him? Because in Jesus Christ, you are no longer condemned.